right, this is Ian Pickus for WAMC News, and we're joined by William Keeler, who won the Democratic primary for mayor of Cohoes back in June. Bill, what's your reaction to Mayor Morse's guilty plea today?
It's not unexpected. I mean, we know he had the trial scheduled for September 10th, and in anticipation of that, I didn't think he'd go to trial. I thought he'd take a plea. So here we are.
Okay, what happens now?
You know, I haven't heard the result of the of what happened. I mean, I assume he took a plea to what, wire fraud?
Right.
So if that's true, that's a felony. And my understanding, I'm not an attorney and I have not talked to one, but a sitting mayor who pleads guilty or is convicted of a felony would have to step down immediately. So in that case, the common council president in Cohoes, who was Chris Briggs, would immediately take over as acting mayor. So I imagine he'd I know there's an emergency common council meeting in Cohoes tonight, so I would anticipate that he would, he would be sworn in.
Now, we obviously haven't been able to speak with Mayor Morse yet, and he did not speak to reporters after appearing in court today, but he has told people close to him, according to at least one report, that he wants to stay in office until being sentenced in December. Do you think that is feasible in any way?
I don't think that's legally possible. I mean, I would think that he would have talked to his attorney, and if his attorney gave him that advice, that's interesting. I've not talked to an attorney, but my understanding of a public officer's law is that upon being convicted of a felony, he would have to step aside immediately. And by pleading guilty, it's the same thing as being convicted of a felony.
Now, I want to ask you just quickly about the transition, because obviously in Cohoes, the Democratic primary is key, and your opponents who had ballot lines for the general election have sort of stepped aside. So you are seen as the, you know, incoming mayor for all intents and purposes. How would this timeline impact your transition into office in any way if there is a caretaker mayor appointed?
Well, in the present case, again, Chris Briggs is the Common Council president, and I've been in contact with him fairly regularly since the primary, and I have a very good relationship with him, and I think it would smooth the transition. And in this particular case, since the primary was moved up this year to June, as opposed to, you know, later in September, I mean, we've had that additional time to begin preparing, and we've done just that. So we've got transition teams that have, you know, they form committees, and the committees are working. And so with that in mind, and Chris Briggs in there, I just think it would smooth out the transition quite a bit.
What has all this been like for the city? I mean, what do you think the people looking for meaning in this entire saga, what should they think about the city of Cohoes today?
The last couple of years have been an embarrassment for people in Cohoes. And, you know, it's embarrassment of the mayor's own doing. And by pleading guilty, he's admitted as such. And now we just need to move forward. But with respect to the people of Cohoes, 70% of the folks who voted in the Democratic primary voted against this mayor. There was three of us running in addition to the mayor. So the mayor got 30% of the vote. So I think that reflects that the people of Cohoes are ready for a change. And this, you know, now with this guilty plea, if I'm correct, he has to step down immediately, then, you know, now Cohoes can begin moving forward and we can begin, the healing process.
Okay. Do you plan to be at that emergency council meeting tonight?
I'll be there.